Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor C with another faith nugget. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 6, the Apostle Paul writes, the righteousness which of faith speaketh on this wise. Praise God. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. So here again, what does faith? Faith demands that you speak. The first action of the appropriate corresponding action of faith in your life is you speak God's will, God's plan. That's so release it. Praise God. That's just what the purpose of speaking it. You are releasing it. Why? Because it is spiritual, creative power. You can't keep it in you. Amen. You are to speak it out of you. That is so critical. Absolutely critical. And see, once you learn this, see, so instead of praying, see, I'm not telling you not to pray. Prayer is important. But prayer is not the most important thing. Operate in faith accurately. See, without faith, it's impossible to please God. See, but now you can pray because you're scared. You can pray because you're desperate. You can pray because you're frustrated. So a lot of reasons to pray. But if you don't have faith, prayer won't work. Amen. See, but now, prayer will work without faith, but faith won't work without. But prayer won't work without faith. But now, faith will work without prayer. And that's why you never see Jesus praying for the sick. You never see the apostles praying for the sick. What did you do? You should always see them, what? Using their faith. Just releasing their faith. Praise God. Doing what? Speaking to problems. See? And if you have faith, what did Jesus say? You will speak to the mountains. See? And so the righteousness, which is of faith, see, speaketh on this wise. Amen. So this is what we have to understand, see, that the real faith, and I always tell people this, if faith can't move your mouth, it'll never remove your miracle, your mountain. If faith cannot move your mouth, it'll never remove your mountain. Amen. So remember, as people of faith, we are always speaking the will and plan of God. Go have a faith-filled day.